If you ever wrestled with doubt, you're in good company. St. Thomas did too. And his journey shows how even the deepest questions can lead to a stronger, lasting belief. Stay tuned for some powerful insights.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin the spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Tomorrow is the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle, the man history remembers as Doubting Thomas. But what if his insistence on touching Christ's wounds wasn't a failure of faith, but a part of a divine plan, a moment meant to arm the church against centuries of skepticism? Now, I'm sure we've all felt a flicker of Thomas's doubt. We like to see proof. We want certainty. Well, for the church, that certainty came precisely through St. Thomas's experience. What I'm about to share is a powerful reflection on why his gesture of touching our Lord's wounds still matters today. It comes from Professor Plinio Cuera de Oliveira. Let's dive right in. St. Thomas was the only apostle who demanded categorical proof to believe in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are not entitled to criticize the apparent boldness of this apostle, who insisted on putting his hand into the very wound of the crucified in order to believe. St. Thomas, a poor fisherman like most of his companions who followed Jesus, was always among the most courageous of the disciples. When they came to announce that Lazarus had died, the disciples tried to prevent Jesus from exposing himself to the malice of the Pharisees by going to visit the body of his friend. But St. Thomas urged everyone to follow him, saying, "Let us also go that we may die with him." It was not, therefore, out of lack of faith that Thomas struggled so much to accept the resurrection. It was to him that Christ had said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He certainly still remembered those words when he insisted, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my hand into his wounds, I will not believe." He wanted to avoid any superficial attitude and unverified event. This is why St. Gregory the Great said, listen to this, "Thomas's disbelief and the command he received from Jesus to touch his wounds were not a coincidence, but a high design of God. The disciple who, doubting the resurrection of the Master, placed his hands into his wounds, healed the wound of unbelief in our soul. Thomas's unbelief has been more useful to us than the faith of the other apostles, for by believing through touching the wounds, he strengthened our faith and banished all doubt." Isn't that an amazing perspective? The one who doubted is the very one who helps us believe. His doubt made room for our certainty. The professor continues by quoting St. Augustine. "And St. Augustine said, 'Thomas, a holy, just, and loyal man, demanded all this not because he truly doubted, but to exclude any suspicion of superficiality. For him, it was enough to see the one he already knew, but for us, it was necessary that he touch the one he saw, so that no one could later say that his eyes deceived him, when it was impossible for his hands to have been deceived. And what happened after that? Saint Thomas died a martyr's death. In the division of the apostles' mission fields, Thomas was assigned the land of the Perithians, a people who occupied Persia and never submitted to Roman rule. It is likely that Saint Thomas preached the gospel in India, where Saint Francis Xavier, even in the 16th century, found traces of the church founded there by the Holy Apostle. Tradition holds that the Holy Apostle died pierced by a spear, and this is how Christian art has always depicted him. So the next time you hear someone mention Doubting Thomas, remember, his doubt wasn't the end of the story. It was the beginning of a deeper faith, not just for him, but for all of us. Through his hands, we were given lasting proof, and through his martyrdom, he sealed that faith with his blood. May we, like Saint Thomas, not be afraid to seek the truth, and when we find it, to proclaim it boldly. Wishing you all a blessed feast of Saint Thomas the Apostle. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.